Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams, live from the 2009 RSA Security Conference in San Francisco. We have a special guest with us today, Neil Weinberg, editor at Network World. Randy has some questions for you today, Neil.
Thanks, Matt, and thank you for being here today, Neil. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
So, wanted to talk a little bit about RSA, but before I do that, in case some of our listeners aren't familiar with Network World, can you give us a brief overview and tell us who your audience are and what you provide for them?
Okay, Network World is a magazine and a website, www.networkworld.com, obviously, and we cover networking. The magazine goes out to 160,000 IT executives, and Network World is part of a larger corporation called IDG. So IDG owns CIO Magazine, Computer World, Info World. So if you're familiar with any of those magazines, you know they kind of target different parts of the IT infrastructure. Obviously, CIO would be for the CIOs, and Network World Magazine focuses on the networking guys, the guys who do the real work.
So if a person needs to get up to speed on networking and stay on top of what's happening in networking, then they'd turn to Network World.
Right. We try to get down into the real nitty-gritty of deploying enterprise networks.
The kind of stuff that turns 20-year-old kids' hair gray, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So you've been at RSA now for a couple days, and have you seen anything that you thought was particularly cool?
Well, I thought there were two different themes that seems like every year at RSA there's a different buzz, and this year it's obviously cloud computing. So there were probably 20 sessions on cloud computing and cloud security. So that seemed to be the big hot area, although it's so vague that nobody knows what cloud computing is and nobody knows what cloud security means, but people have been talking about it.
I was going to ask you if you'd seen anything concrete or if it was all as nebulous as a cloud.
It's very nebulous, and you have kind of two schools of thought, and some people are saying that cloud computing is taking over the world, and then you have the skeptical people who say it's bogus. So there's really a big difference of opinion. I was just talking to one vendor on the show floor who said, it's not really going to happen. And I've talked to, if you went to the cryptographer panel yesterday, some distinguished people, Whitfield Diffie from Sun, and he said cloud is going to take over the world. So
I guess it all depends on how you define cloud, because to me, cloud computing is marketing speak for the internet, and yeah, the internet is taking over the world.
Right. But from the enterprise perspective, the question is, are you willing to put your applications out in the cloud? Are you willing to let Google or Amazon or Microsoft host your applications? And that gets pretty tricky.
It does. You don't need a buzzword to obscure your vision
right.
And understand exactly what this cloud, so-called cloud computing
right.
is.
The other thing is that everybody is now claiming to be a cloud vendor. So whatever company it is, whatever product they have, they just put the word cloud in front of it.
Exactly.
So if you were a storage company that, you know, you did backup, now it's cloud backup. And there's really nothing different. It's just that now you're calling it cloud backup.
Rebranded,
right.
Yeah, I was on a panel talking about cloud computing, and I said the important thing to remember is a cloud is a container of fog that obscures vision.
Exactly.
So, anything else at this RSA that you found really interesting?
I went to one of the panels on social networking, and some of the things that people do on Facebook and Twitter are so scary that when you stop and think about it. One of the speaker was talking about how, you know, if you go on Facebook, everybody wishes you happy birthday and kind of your birthday is out there. and he was saying, you don't want your birthday out there, because that's a piece of your identity that if a hacker wanted to do identity theft, that would be a key thing they'd want to know about you, because they know your name and they probably know your address. And then once they know your birthday, that's another way. But people just give that out and don't even think twice about it. And you're on Facebook and all your friends are saying happy birthday. And you're thinking, what's wrong with that? But if you stop and think about it, there's a lot of things that people put out there. And he was saying that the hackers now, they troll Facebook and they get information on, you know, what your dog's name is. And so then if they want to do some kind of attack and they get to that place in the, when you're on a website and it says, what's your dog's name? They know your dog's name. So they can hack in and pretend to be you. And you thought those passwords and things were secret, but you're giving it out on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure that would have been a good session. I'm sorry I've missed it. And I think we're just about out of time for this podcast. But I wanted to thank you very, very much for being our special guest today. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to The Malware Report, live from the 2009 RSA Conference.